Bob Lippert is the Developed Recreation Manager for the Wrangell Ranger District. He says that sometime between September 2nd and 11th, the North Wrangell High Country Shelter on Wrangell Island was vandalized.
There is a fire started on the floor of the shelter, the wooden floor. It's plywood, and the fire burned all the way through the floor and damaged some of the structure underneath, a post and one of the joists. So there's a hole all the way through the floor. You can see the ground underneath.
He says that in a separate incident, vandals also damaged the Kunk Lake shelter on Edelin Island.
The report was a lot of food waste all over the place and garbage everywhere, and then also somebody had started a fire on the deck over there as well and burned a hole through. I'm not sure if it was the porch of the shelter or the deck around the shelter.
There's also a rowboat at the Kunk Lake shelter. He says that one of the oars was broken. The damage was reported by people visiting the shelters. Lippert says those visitors tried to clean up the Kunk Lake site the best they could, but they had limited space to pack out the trash that was strewn about. He says access is a big problem when it comes to repairing damage at many of these shelters. It costs more time and money to get to remote sites.
The High Country Shelter, you know, it's a over 3 mile hike up there to carry a piece of plywood. It might involve helicopter time, so it could get, you know, a $1,000 range or more just to repair the hole.
And money is an issue for the Forest Service. He says some other projects may fall by the wayside just to scrape up enough money to fix these two shelters.
Recreation funding on the Tongass has been cut every year. You know, we're facing another possibly 30% cut next year. And so with that comes reduced money to just do general maintenance. So anything out of the ordinary that happens like this cuts that much deeper into it.
But Lippert says that's not the main reason he thinks it's so unfortunate when people mistreat these recreation sites.
Well, you know, for me personally, it's not so much the trouble it causes, you know, me and my job or the Forest Service. It's just the fact that they're ruining it for the next people that go there. And it's a small enough community that most likely the next people that go there could possibly be somebody that you know or you're related to or, you know, something like that. It's just frustrating to make something worse than it was before for the next person that comes along.
Lippert says the High Country shelter will probably be closed until it's been repaired. A hole in the floor is a safety hazard for visitors. He says the Kunk Lake shelter will most likely remain open unless the damage is found to be more extensive. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.